Hey, fun fact. Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? In your gut. That's crazy, is it not? So, I'm just curious. Have you ever tried to completely eliminate processed foods from your house? And if you're a mama, aunt, grandma, caregiver, to growing toddlers to teens, you've probably found that that is super hard. So, you've probably gotten to the point where you just want to throw your hands up in the process and say, I'm done, because it is so hard and expensive to cut out these convenient processed foods. Well, I just want to share today's episode with you to help remind you or inspire you on why you're trying to remove these toxic ingredients from your home. All right, let's get started.
Hey mama, welcome to Holistic Health for Moms. Do you want to lose weight and have more energy? Do you find yourself up late at night searching Google about hormones, weight loss, and how to get healthy? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to feel overwhelmed and frustrated when the scale doesn't move and you look 5 months pregnant after eating again? Hey, I'm Jennifer. I'm a mom of three, a conventional health nurse practitioner that also believes in natural and holistic health. I kept hearing my patients tell me that they were overwhelmed, tired, and couldn't lose weight. They were overwhelmed with all the health and weight loss information out there. It hurt my heart to see women who wanted answers and solutions to only be given prescriptions and vague directions like eat better and exercise. They needed to get out of the traditional healthcare box, and I wanted to help. So I created this podcast. In this podcast, you'll learn about optimizing your health and transforming your mindset. You'll learn about tools to help you build on what you know is right for you and reclaim the energy and health you know you should have. If this sounds like you, raise your hand and say present and accounted for, and let's get this party started.
So I just want to share with you a real condensed version of my journey to eliminate processed foods. And it started about 10 years ago, and this was actually when couponing was like a thing, a big deal, and I kind of got into it. And about the same time, I had a neighbor who owned a CrossFit gym, and I got really into CrossFit and health, like health-related things, and we did a challenge called the Whole Life Challenge, and it showed me how much better I could feel eliminating like all of these crap foods and how much better like I performed or how much better my workouts were. Now, needless to say, couponing, quote unquote couponing, was for more like convenient processed foods, and processed foods and CrossFit Whole Life Challenge, none of that went hand in hand. So I wanted to be able to lift heavier. I wanted to be able to do a pull-up on my own. Big goals. And, you know, I wanted to look slim and trim and, you know, whatever. This is 10 years ago, you know. 10 years ago. 10 years does a lot to you as far as maturing. But, and I knew that the foods I was currently eating were not going to get me to the goal that I wanted to get to. Okay. So that kind of started my journey. And then here I am 10 years later, still on the journey. Okay. But it's a process, and I'm eating way less processed foods, and I'm more educated on what I am putting into my mouth and what it does to my body and how it's going to make me feel mentally and physically. So I'm not saying that there's no finish to discourage you, but yet to encourage you, to let you know, like, one small step is one small step closer to where you want to be, to making you feel better, to making you be in a better mental space, okay? You will always face vending machines and fast food and friends asking you over for pizza and beer or wine or girls' night with a, you know, wine tasting or whatever it may be. However, I just want to remind you that next time you're faced with these decisions, be confident in knowing that going with the healthier option is always better. However, you still have to live life, right? So combine the two. Go for the girls' night and have one glass of wine. Or go with the friends and have your piece of pizza and maybe bring a salad or have a salad to share with everybody, right? Because then you can encourage others to become healthy also, or healthier in their habits also. So you're here to talk about the top five food allergens and why you should avoid them. However, that is my inspirational speech for the day, okay? So in the process of the CrossFit thing and then eating better and all of that, I have learned that there are many food allergens, but the top five that you want to look out for, especially if you're having like random rashes or you're having brain fog or GI symptoms that you just can't seem to tie with anything, like acid reflux or diarrhea or constipation. Maybe, you know, you're getting like super, super sick, like, or having migraines or having joint pain and you just don't know. And you've asked your doctor to run tests and they've run tests and they're just like, nope, nothing's wrong with you. Nothing's wrong with you. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's probably not in your head. Okay. Don't let them tell you that and don't let them allude to that, because it can be what you are taking in that is causing these problems and that's causing inflammation in your body. Okay, so let's get down to it. Number one is gluten. Now, gluten is a protein found in grains like wheat, barley, and rye. It's what gives bread its like stretchiness. Okay, so you have some breads that are kind of dense and some breads that are kind of soft, right? So you don't have to have you don't have to have celiac disease to have issues with gluten, okay? Some people's intestines just cannot tolerate gluten, and it can cause the body, or some people's bodies try to fight against this protein, and whenever the body tries to fight against this protein or like try to attack it or thinks that it's a foreign body, it can cause inflammation. Inflammation, overall, in general, with anything, can cause fatigue, abdominal pain, diarrhea, anxiety, brain fog, depression, bone and joint pain, skin rashes, and migraines. That's just like not even a complete list, okay? So that's gluten. The second one, backtrack real quick. Remember what I said, 70% of our immune system is in our gut. Okay, if your body is constantly trying to fight against the food that you're taking in, then like how in the world do you think you're going to have mental clarity or energy, or you're going to lose weight? Because your body's not worried about losing weight, it's worried about surviving. Okay, and if you keep introducing things that it thinks are foreign or that it doesn't like, then it's going to keep fighting and it's not going to worry about your weight. Okay, so the second thing is dairy. Now, dairy has both lactose, which is a sugar, and casein, which is a protein. Both can be beneficial. However, they can also be harmful with a lot of things. What's beneficial for somebody may not be beneficial for somebody else. Lactose in dairy can cause issues if you don't have enough lactase, which is an enzyme that breaks down lactose in the small intestine. Not having enough lactase to break down the lactose can cause GI symptoms like nausea, diarrhea, gas, bloating, and abdominal pain. A sensitivity to diarrhea can also cause skin issues like random rashes and possibly eczema flares. You can also have a casein intolerance. And a casein intolerance is the body's response to being unable to process the protein casein, much like the protein gluten. So this can also be known as a milk protein allergy. And the crazy thing about this is you may not have an immediate response to dairy. It could be up to 72 hours before you have any issues trying to process this protein. Okay. So number one, gluten. Number two, dairy. Number three, corn. Okay. Corn contains a protein called zine that can cause a reaction in the body. And some of these reactions can be as severe as hives. It can be a rash, can be nausea, could be sneezing. It could cause an asthma flare, can cause headaches, and sometimes can be as severe as anaphylaxis, okay, which is definitely life-threatening. All right, that was corn. Number four is eggs. Now, there's been an ongoing debate, I think as long as I've been alive, over whether or not eggs are good for you, okay? Again, what's good for one is not necessarily good for the other. So I'm just going to lay out the information, then you can decide. So eggs are very common for breakfast. They're pretty great to eat health-wise for most. But an egg allergy, okay, can range from skin rashes, hives, nasal congestion, vomiting, GI issues. And they can also cause autoimmune reactions in people with autoimmune disease. And this is because of the albumin that they contain. Now, I know it sounds like I'm listing off like a bunch of like symptoms, but I just want you to know like some of these symptoms that you're having that you feel like are random or that your doctor's just looking at you like, this is so random, this is crazy. They're not random, they're not crazy. Like, there is a reason, okay? All right, now the fifth one is peanuts, which are actually not nuts, they're legumes. But they contain lectins. And lectins are known to cause damage to the lining of our gut. Much like the body does whenever it's trying to fight against these other proteins. Now, when there's damage to the gut, to the lining of the gut, it causes intestinal permeability, which just means that it opens up the lining of the gut and it can cause what's called, quote-unquote, leaky gut. And basically, these things are leaking out into your system and your body is recognizing them as foreign bodies. And it can cause just a low-grade, constant inflammation, okay? And then one of the signs or one of the things that it can, spark is autoimmune disorders and other chronic diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, irritable bowel syndrome, thyroiditis, Crohn's, and other like chronic issues. Not to mention items like peanut butter, which, you know, back 10 years ago, you couldn't tell me any different. Peanut butter was a food group and I needed it every single day. But the peanut butters that are out there, they're full of sugar. They're full of inflammatory fats. Many of them are full of other additives and preservatives and flavorings. They can cause a range of adverse reactions. That includes everything that I've mentioned, and then some. All right. So I know that that was a lot of information, but I'm just going to go over the top five. One is gluten, two is dairy, three is corn, four is eggs, and five is peanuts. Now, because you love me so much and you've stuck around for this super educational episode, I want to give you five additional foods and ingredients to avoid that can irritate the gut and exacerbate some of the symptoms that we've previously talked about. So here are your bonus five. Bonus five, number one is alcohol, can irritate the gut. Two, caffeine. Three, soda, diet soda, juice drinks, energy drinks, mostly because of the artificial, you know, colors, flavors, all of the things. Sugar-free products. Sugar-free sounds fantastic. Because you're in your mind a lot of times, or you know, in people's minds, it you equate sugar-free with no calories. But the things that when you take out sugar, you have to replace it with something to keep the flavor. And many times, that is different sugar alcohols that can cause like bloating and abdominal pain and indigestion. And then last is gummy additives. So this gives things texture, like almond milk has carrageenan in it. also guar and Arabic. And so those are other things that you want to just, and I'm not saying like go in your pantry and just like remove everything that has all of these ingredients. All I'm saying is just be cognizant of what you're taking in and see how it makes you feel. Like, see if you have, these symptoms, or if you're having these symptoms, like, see if they come when you're eating this food, or better yet, remove the food completely for an extended period of time and then reintroduce it and see if the symptoms come back. And that's called an elimination diet, but that's another story, right? I always have another story for another day. But I know this was a lot of info and it can sound very overwhelming, but think about what you will get in return for eliminating these foods from your diet, okay? You can have more energy, clearer thinking, less brain fog, you'll be able to keep up with your kids, and you might even be able to lose a few pounds in the process. So, if you are ready to change your eating habits and you don't know where to start, and you are completely overwhelmed, and you just want what's best for you and your family, but you know in your heart and your gut, no pun intended, that there needs to be a change for your health and your family's health, I am here for you. I'm here. That is my job. That is what I do. I help people get healthy, right? Like, I help moms figure out the process, because holistic health, like, this is holistic health for moms. Holistic health is not just food, but it's what you eat, what you drink, what you put in your mind, what comes out of your mind, how you talk to yourself. It is a whole big old ball of things wrapped up into one, and I just walk with you through the process to figure it all out. So if you want to sign up for a free 30-minute consultation, I will have the link in the notes, in the show notes. And I would love to talk to you about how I can help you reach your health and wellness goals. So I hope you have a fantastic day, Mama, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and subscribe to my email list? By signing up, you get my free meal planning template to help you start optimizing your health today. Also, if you could leave me a review, this helps this podcast rate, helps more sisters see it, and it lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to go make sure the clothes are washed, ball uniforms are ready, and snacks are prepared for this week full of games and chaos. I'll meet you back next week for another episode. Have a great week, sisters.